Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, our Father, I come into your presence with joy and gratitude. I believe you're here with me. Your grace and your presence is in my soul already through sanctifying grace, through baptism, through confirmation, through holy orders, through the actual graces that come to me every day, those signal graces that invite me to respond in generosity and love. You're always at work in my life and in my soul, and so I believe as I come in your presence for prayer, it's a particular moment, a particular way that you're present to me. Thank you. And I hope in you, I hope you're present to me. I hope that I am confident that you fulfill all your promises, that you bless, that you strengthen, that you encourage, and that you will give me all good things. I hope in your knowledge of me, you know me, you see me, and you care for me. And I love you, Lord. I love you for your goodness, your fidelity, your generosity. And I turn my heart now, Lord, to open myself humbly to receive the graces you want to give me through meditating on your word. Luke 15:3-7. Jesus addressed this parable to the Pharisees and scribes. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep. I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance." Lord, I love this passage. I love this image of the good shepherd goes after the one lost sheep. The heart of the shepherd that's concerned about each and every one, and keeping them close, and keeping them in the community, and keeping them close to him where he can provide for them, defend them, feed them, bring them in and out, where they're within earshot and they can hear his word, he can direct them. He loves them so much, he doesn't want them to be separated and lost where they are without his guidance, without his protection, without the support of the others. And Jesus, just like we also want that for those we love, or just like a shepherd wants that for his sheep. And we know how we make an effort to keep those we love close and provide for them and protect them and help them. And how we also would go out and look and search and try to help the one who's lost. And that's the way you are with us, Jesus. And yet you're all good and all powerful. So even if we tire in our love for the lost person in our lives, you never tire. And even if we're powerless at time for how to love them, you never are powerless. And even if we get impatient and fed up, you never get impatient or fed up. You always seek and find. I thank you, Jesus, for the way you've done that in my life. I can even take time now and think of ways, moments, circumstances where you've come to find me with your grace through the word of someone, the example, the care and concern of someone, a book at the right time, a challenging conversation that brought me back, an invitation, maybe even a way that you imperceptibly lined things up to lead me back to you. I thank you for that, your providential care. I see also, Jesus, how you say that when you found it, you bring it back home, and then you celebrate with friends and neighbors. You rejoice. When you find us, Jesus, you don't come to recriminate, to discipline, to embarrass, to shame us. But you, like the prodigal son or father of the prodigal son, you rejoice, you celebrate. You don't ask questions. There'll be time for that, but your first response is one for joy, one of inviting those around you to also rejoice, to have that same attitude towards the lost sheep. Not one of recrimination or judgment or asking for explanations, but of joy, because we've passed from the category of lost to that of found, of separated to now united. And finally, you say that joy is what's going to be a eternal heavenly joy over a sinner who repents. A sinner who turns back and willfully chooses to be found, chooses to be carried back, chooses to be in the community once again. That soul that repents, that accepts the guidance of the Good Shepherd, that allows themselves to be found and carried back, that there'll be great joy around that soul. It's great joy because all of us in the community of heaven, all of us will have been through that same dynamic of having been lost and found, having been the object of the Good Shepherd's love, forgiveness, seeking. That everyone in heaven, other than, well, everyone, even Mary, was preemptive for her. Everyone has been the object of God's love, God's care, God's mercy. So we can all rejoice that we were once lost and now found. So Jesus, I want to enjoy that love of your heart. And I want to also be an instrument of your heart that seeks and finds those who are lost. Make me also a good shepherd after your own heart. Help me to go seek and find and bring back and accompany those back into the fold of those who have been lost, whether by their own choices or other means or other motives. Let me have the heart of a good shepherd, to willingly and joyfully seek and to bring back those souls that belong to you. I formulate a resolution for today. One thing I can do in order to live out the graces given to me in this meditation, some thought, some word, some action, to imitate the Good Shepherd or to receive the Good Shepherd's love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.